What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Lee, this is incredible work by the Trump administration.
Okay.
And also simultaneously, quite frankly, terrifying.
Can be true.
Yes. 214 illegal immigrant child sex offenders have been arrested by U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement in the last 6 months, since Trump took office, through June. Think about that from this very specific. 214, not just sex offenders, child sex offenders who are illegal immigrants have been arrested by U.S. Customs, U.S. Immigration Customs Enforcement, ICE, over the last 6 months. Well, Democrats fought them every step of the way. And what did I always say? The world's criminals are coming here to hide. The world's criminals, the other thing to do in the world, because the world has bond, like we do for most charges. You get bonded out if you can make it. Well, it's worth bonding out if you're going to hightail it up here. Don't stand trial in your country. And that's what they're doing. They escape, they come here. They get arrested, they bond out, they come here, and they rape more children. Think about that. 214 illegal immigrant sex offenders arrested by ICE in the last 6 months that wouldn't have been here. You know how much misery that is? How much human suffering?
Damn.
Now do you want the punchline?
Okay.
Wait for it. That was just in Houston.
Wow. Just in Houston, 214 yep. in 6 months, just in Houston.
Just wow. in Houston.
Mm.
That's Fox News. If you want to read the article yourself, because you're probably thinking, no, you know, you're getting busy, ready for work. You're, you know, moving your coffee. Yeah, I didn't hear that right. Oh, you did. Headline, ICE arrests over 200 illegal alien sex offenders in the Houston area in the past 6 months. Can't imagine what's in Greenville. Well, we got 60, 70. They're just hanging out, waiting for the chance to rape a kid and vote Democrat, obviously. That's why they're here. Just in Houston. Now, you got to think here, okay? This is a mentality. They're from all over the world. This is a mentality. What is it about Democrats being in charge, specifically Joe Biden, but Democrats generally, that made them think, you know, I'm a child molester. I'm going to beat a path to America. What was going on in Houston? Are all cities this way? Now, Houston is a sanctuary city, so I would imagine they're more likely to be attracted there than they are here. But 200, I'm just repeating this. I know there's people tuning in. They're like, no, I just misunderstood. That can't be. Yes, it is. 214 illegal immigrant child sex offenders arrested in Houston since Trump took office. And by the way, they had a hunt every dang one of them because it's a sanctuary city. So these thugs are protected when they are arrested. Many of them, by the way, had other arrests in Houston. Drunk driving, all kinds of stuff. Just a sample. Jorge Zebra, 48, arrested March 21st. He's a Mexican national. Convicted of two counts of aggravated sexual assault of a minor and sexual indecency with a minor. We sent him back to Mexico 3 days later on the 24th. I love how fast the turnaround is. Jesus Gutierrez Mireles, 67. He's a Mexican national, too. He's been convicted of aggravated sexual assault of a child and driving while intoxicated. He has been deported three times in the past. That's mighty casual. You just drive and drunk when you know you're an illegal immigrant child sex offender. But this is what happens in Democrat cities. Jose Guadalupe Mesa, 40, arrested June 24th, has been convicted of sexual assault of a child. And then after that, of theft in Houston. He had a nice detainer, but naturally, he was a future Democrat voter. So they sent him right out the door and would not assist ICE in detaining him. They had to hunt him down. He was sent back to Mexico on June 25th. Here's another drunk driver. Sergio Rolando Galvin Guerrero, arrested July 12th by the Trump administration. He's been convicted of DWI and aggravated sexual assault of a child. Sent back to Mexico July 14th. Are there any sex offenders, child sex offenders, Lee, left in Mexico? Or do they just all live here? Hopefully awaiting the chance to vote Democrat the first chance they get. This is sick. Mm-hmm. And in all seriousness, it makes you wonder how many illegal immigrant sex offenders are here in Greenville. We're not a sanctuary city, but...
Yeah.
So the numbers per capita are probably lower, but I guarantee you they're here. And this is, you know, we have this conversation with the kids all the time. In fact, I don't know if you... Have you spent any time on Nextdoor, Lee?
No, not recently.
You kind of live out in the rural area.
Yeah, it got to where I got too many notifications about stuff that really wasn't important, so I sort of shied away from that. But yeah, I'm aware of it, yeah.
I'm addicted to it, okay. And I can see...
You like all those notifications.
Oh, I like... Well, because I have kids in the house. Understand. In the neighborhood, so I want to know what's going on. And I live in an area where there's a lot of very nice neighborhoods around me, kind of places everybody thinks are safe. There was a notice not too long ago in one of these neighborhoods, and the Greer police came out. I don't live in Greer, but it was close enough by that I get the notification. The Greer police came out because there was a non-English speaking Hispanic male crouched on the side of the house around midnight. And the father and mother came back from, they were at some sort of event or something, which is why they happened to be out and see him. And he's just sitting there on the side of the lawn, no speak English. Greer police have been looking for him for a month. Other people in the neighborhood have seen him too. And he just likes to creep around the back of houses. And if I didn't have the Nextdoor app, I would have no idea that he was in a neighborhood not too far from me. Few miles down the road, but
that
still.
That kind of behavior is going to end badly for
badly,
him if
yes.
that keeps up, because this is South Carolina, folks.
Well, hopefully the person who encounters him next will have a gun, but it's going to be some poor woman who goes to let the dog out. That's what he's waiting for. I don't know if he's seeking woman, kid, man. He's going to hurt somebody. You don't just sit at midnight. You're just sitting at the side. You're hanging out on the side of a house. We know it's one of these typical subdivisions. Whole neighborhood's looking for him now. The police are looking for him. That's just one of these. You've got gangs now in these nicer neighborhoods they're going through, and what they'll do, and you can see this on Nextdoor. They haven't hit my neighborhood yet, but I'm waiting for them to. They'll just go house to house to house to house and hit whatever car, and they hit them all straight down the street. There's a ton of crime. A lot of people think that they're a nice, safe neighborhood. Well, I live in a nice neighborhood. We don't have that. Oh, yes, you do.
Yeah.
You should see some of the people that they're catching in these neighborhoods. They don't live there. And they're prowling around. So, I mean, you got to be careful. Don't think you could just go let your dog out and you live in a nice neighborhood. It's safe. It's not. By the way, they never got that guy. They're still looking for him. And just the way that the write-up was from the couple that's there warning the whole neighborhood, the guy is not right. I mean, you can tell that in any language. But I guarantee you he's got some sort of violent charges either here or in his country. He's wandering around looking for a chance to, you know, vote Democrat and hurt someone. So, folks, we got a lot to do, and we do not have time, as I say every day, for our governor, Mick Disaster, to play games. He's been ignoring Donald Trump since February. Trump asked him to deputize the state officers of the state. In this case, that would be Highway Patrol. But it could even be, you know, SC Diener. I mean, in Florida, Ron DeSantis left no stone unturned. I mean, the fish and wildlife people are deputized as federal immigration agents in Florida. Should they encounter an illegal immigrant fishing, guess where he's going? Straight to ICE and out the door. He's going to hit Alcatraz and they'll fly him out so fast his head will spin. Not here. Henry won't do it. Henry won't do it. Just won't do it. By the way, and I looked this up, 35%, according to Department of Homeland Security, 35% of those who illegally cross our border into this country have criminal records either on this side or on the other side. I think it's actually a major driver because they can leave that behind. 35%. So, Henry, I'm doing the math. It's 105,000 illegals estimated by the Center for Immigration Studies live in America. Live in South Carolina. So that's 35%. You know, you're talking roughly 35, 36, 37,000 illegal immigrant criminals living in South Carolina. And you're still pretending that over 600 of us haven't contacted you, asking you to please help Trump. He asked in February, stop accommodating these people. You're getting people killed, Governor.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with All Trails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Folks, it's getting worse and worse and worse for John Brennan, James Comey, Hillary Clinton, maybe even Barack Obama. And the left is, and their media is doing everything that they can to try to confuse the issue, including saying that the allegations that Tulsi Gabbard is making are very dangerous. Yes, somebody could get hurt. You mean like almost assassinated twice? You mean like that? After you call him Hitler again and again and again, you mean kind of like that? And the guy who tries to kill him at Butler, Thomas Crooks, is a liberal troll. Had an account on Gab, where he advocated for Joe Biden, trashed Donald Trump. The FBI doesn't want you to know that because all the FBI does is lie. And so what they do is they just refuse to come pick up the evidence from Gab. And then the owner, Andrew Torba, finally has to mock them in public and say, look, I keep calling you. He's a liberal troll. I've got all his account stuff archived and saved for you. Why won't you come pick it up? Because they don't want to receive information that he's a liberal troll so that the media can keep lying. It's all about the lie. It's all about keeping a lie going. And Democrat Representative Jason Crow from Colorado did his part yesterday.
The allegations and the conspiracy theories by Tulsi Gabbard would be sad if they weren't so dangerous. She has turned herself into basically a weapon of mass distraction, is what I've been calling it, because it's very clear what's happening here. She's trying to curry favor and get back into favor with Donald Trump and has concocted these theories to do so.
Yeah, honey, the problem with that is that the first person to refer John Brennan for prosecution was not Tulsi Gabbard. It was the CIA director, John Ratcliffe, former federal prosecutor, highly respected in D.C., no matter what you think about Tulsi Gabbard. But he leaves that out because he kind of can't explain it. Yeah. Nenni says, and this is the other big lie.
Let's be really clear here that the Russian investigation and allegations of Russian interference into the election have been the most examined and re-examined finding in the intelligence community history. There have been four investigations, including a bipartisan Senate investigation led under the first Trump administration and led in part by Marco Rubio, that was very, very clear on these findings. These have been investigated and reinvestigated and reinvestigated, and nothing has changed up until this past month.
Okay, that's a lie. But I want to play it for you because that's a lie they're telling now, and it's what you're going to hear from your liberal friends. It's a big, fat lie. That Senate Intelligence Committee he's referring to, do you know what happened? Whistleblowers who were actual CIA analysts who participated in the process of creating that very fake Russia collusion report tried to come to that committee when Warner ran it. He's a Democrat senator, and blow the whistle and say, no, we had no intelligence that Russia was, one, colluding with Trump, or two, even trying to influence the election. You know what Mark Warner did with that whistleblower? Gaffed him off. Wouldn't even return his phone calls, his emails, nothing. Didn't want to hear from him. So the idea that that committee had all the intel, they did not. We're just seeing it for the first time. But in order to reach the conclusion that Russia meddled in the election to help Donald Trump, they had to literally shut out whistleblowers from the CIA trying to tell them the opposite. And it's all falling apart, folks. Do you remember? I'll never forget on this station. The mantra, hearing it on the news, because we play Fox's news at the breaks. 17, remember this? 17 intel agencies say, 17 intel agencies say, it's 17. How could 17 intel agencies be lying? And then remember, they were forced to correct it. Well, it's only three. Only three intel agencies think Trump colluded with Russia and Russia tried to help him win the election. But it was three. Or was it even three? Here's liberal investigative reporter Matt Taibbi on Racket yesterday.
They told us it was three agencies, the NSA, FBI, and CIA. In fact, as we learned, we only learned this week that it was only just the CIA, and it was a handpicked team by John Brennan. It was five authors that he picked, his favorite people, to write this report. And even they balked. In the end, they came to him and they said, we do not have direct proof that Putin favored Trump. We can't write that. They tried to leave out certain evidence. He personally stuck it back in.
Yeah, Democrat Representative Jason Crow not going to talk about that because he doesn't have anything. He didn't have any response to it. Here's some more Taibbi on evil lying CIA director John Brennan, who really, really needs to go to prison for the good of the country.
When they went to him about the Steele dossier and said, we can't use this stuff, it does not meet even the most basic tradecraft standards. The quote in the report is that Brennan said, well, at least it rings true.
And again, these CIA analysts were so alarmed, they tried to go to the Senate Intel Committee and whistleblow. And they couldn't even get their phone calls or emails returned because they didn't want to hear it. They didn't want to know it. They liked the lie. I'll let Taibbi wrap this segment.
This is one of the things that's amazing. When you go through this report, the first thing that will strike you is that you'll ask yourself the question, wow, the CIA didn't appear to have a whole lot of really good intelligence on Russia generally. They were relying on these little fragments, bits of published reports, third and fourth hand accounts, unattributable sentences. But they did have a couple of real things. Like, for instance, they had significant intelligence from a, quote, confidant of Vladimir Putin, who told them explicitly that he quoted Putin himself on the question they were supposed to be investigating. Putin said that he didn't care who won. Either way, he regularly pointed out the flaws of both candidates, and he said that no matter who won the election, he believed that Russia was well positioned to outmaneuver either one. That's the word, outmaneuver. So that's not in the report somehow. Now, it's not like journalism. You can't just sort of make a case in a prosecutorial way and selectively leave stuff out if you feel like it. It's not editorial, in other words. This is an intelligence report. You're supposed to give everybody the whole picture, and they left a lot of stuff like that out.
Yeah, so if Russia doesn't care who wins and didn't meddle, you just leave that out. And then you call up your friends at the New York Times and Washington Post, say, hey, you want to win a Pulitzer? I got some fake news for you. Is murder becoming obsolete? Can't do it. Too much tech. We'll see. My husband, you know, I love to hike, and my husband's been, my daughter does too, and he's kind of started to get to where he's like, please stop hiking, because he's got this theory that there's so much tech, so many ring doorbells, so many ways to catch a killer that they're going to increasingly be doing it in national parks, state parks, really rural areas because of the problem of escaping the cameras and just escaping modern technology. And we were just having that conversation literally the next, because my daughter and I want to go hiking this fall in a couple of places. And literally the next day, Arkansas happened. Couple hiking with their daughters, young kids, murdered by this lunatic, drives off in a car. Now, we've already got to make of the car. And we've got a description of him. There was no video at the park. We only have the description. What do you think the police are doing right now? Exactly what we thought. We'll see if it works. Even if you go somewhere remote, can they get you this way?
And a manhunt still underway in Arkansas for the killer that attacked this couple at Devil's Den State Park on Saturday while they were hiking with their two young daughters. Police have not yet identified the suspect, but released this sketch of what he may look like. They say he's a white male, last seen leaving the park in a Mazda. The couple's two young daughters were not hurt. Now the family is asking for the public's help, saying, quote, Clinton and Kristen died heroes protecting their little girls, and they deserve justice.
They're asking for the public's help. Check your ring camera. Let's see if they can get him. And folks, if you look at the Koberger case, the four Idaho murders that have been in the news so much lately, one of the things that's just bugging me is a lot of people are saying Koberger screwed up. But I don't know if it would have mattered if he did everything perfectly. I think they still would have got him. Because how'd they get him? They got his white Elantra on surveillance video. Captured it on surveillance video circling the area near the victim's house. They started hunting for it, so how they eventually found it. Because it was registered at the college campus that he was at. Even though they didn't have like a license plate, they didn't catch that. And the fool took his cell phone with him. He'd cased the joint for months before. Not very smart. They were able to confirm that with the cell phone records. They put him at the scene with that as well. In the months up to it. And before and after the murders, they have his cell phone there too, right? All right, so suppose he leaves his cell phone at home. Say Koberger gets smart. Leaves his cell phone at home. You'd pretty much, if you watch the Murdaugh murders, where they really did do some revolutionary things, if you're going to do this, you pretty much have to buy a car for cash that's 15, 20 years old. You can't pay with plastic. And then maybe like hide it, steal a license plate for it. Because if you remember how we got, and this is, credit Alan Wilson in his office. Remember they got Alex Murdaugh, famous murderer from here in South Carolina. They used his Suburban. Including his OnStar data, they analyzed it to track the vehicle's movement, speed, and location the night of the crime, June 7th, 2021. They're able to tear his alibi apart. The car data indicated he was only at his mother's house, that was his alibi, for approximately 20 minutes, contradicting his statement that he stayed for 30 to 40 minutes. They were able to show through the speeds that he, was able to get to the scene. So at this point, you need an older car to pull this off. You can see how the dragnet is closing in on people who want to kill serial killers, murderers, crazy people. Okay. Well, suppose Koberger had gotten all that right. Right? Just a lot of people going to learn from what Koberger did. Well, he left his DNA at the scene. Very hard not to do if it's it's a violent death. Now, he left his DNA on the knife sheath. He didn't have his DNA in any data bank. He has given it or, yeah. Well, if your second or third cousin has either been arrested, so they got their DNA that way, or they've done one of these ancestry things, they got you. It's over. They're going to find you. So what do you do? You're almost left going out to the woods to do something and hoping not to leave your DNA. I don't know how else you do it. Now, you may be thinking, well, Tara, that can't be true. I mean, so many unsolved murders. Yes, but let me tell you why. One of the last articles I did as an investigative reporter, and was one of the coolest I ever researched, was Getting Away with Murder. And I wanted to find out how many people in Charlotte he'd gotten away with the crime. So I pulled every single murder of the last 10 years. And the number was shocking. 50%. Coin toss. 50%. And I've never looked around the same way again as when you're looking to the left, looking to your right in line somewhere at a gas station. Somebody, I mean, you're standing there, sitting in traffic next to a murder, half of them get away with it. But the homicide detectives told me there's a key thing here. If you kill a family member, a friend, someone you're in a relationship, they pretty much always get you. It's almost impossible to get away with it. If you kill the way Koberger did, it's almost impossible. The crimes they're not solving, they almost always have a suspect in them. They're almost always drug crimes. And you've got two problems. You've got a messy scene. So you've got just all kinds of crazy, weird DNA. These people don't live very cleanly. There's, you know, it's drug houses, drug cars, a lot of people in and out of them. And nobody talks. But folks, with this tech, even those we're going to start to solve. And the homicide detectives told me quite frankly, we don't use a lot of time on those cases. We know who the drug dealers are, and you know, kind of high five when they go down and kill each other. He said, we'll use a little bit of time, but we're not going to use much. It's just too much resources. We got other stuff to do. So they kind of let them kill each other. I'm Charlotte. I don't know what they do here. So when you're talking about full-on classic murder, like the crime we just saw in Arkansas, Koberger, but, you know, also the kind with Murdaugh, I don't know if you could do it anymore. Let's see if they get this Arkansas guy. Let's see if they get him. Let's see if they can get him on a ring camera. One of the most interesting interviews I've done since I was here was with our sheriff's department here in Greenville. And it was just a robbery. It wasn't a murder or anything. And they had gotten him by, okay, there's the gas station that he robbed. It was near to downtown Greenville. And they just started going down the street, hit and rewind. They followed him all the way home. They got him. Just pulling camera. Okay, he turned right here. Where's he going? Okay. Oh, good. And finally, after a certain amount of camera footage, we caught the driver. We caught the license plate. We caught him at an angle. We got the license plate. We got him. They got him. Just picked him up. So I've got this theory that murder is becoming obsolete. And this, you're kind of seeing this in China, where they brag about it. I mean, they have over 1 billion cameras there. And those are the government cameras. Forget the other kinds. You just can't do it anymore. It's becoming impossible. Look, folks, we hate the total surveillance state. I do, you do. We can't stand it. We're not those kind of people. However, everything has a silver lining. Let's see if they can get this Arkansas guy. You could tell he goes to the park. He goes to the state park. It's working out so far pretty well for him because there was no cameras there. Let's see if we get him on the ring cameras. I bet we do. And I kind of hope we get him that way because I don't want this guy getting away with it, because I'm going to tell you they're going to be hunting the parks. They probably already are. Final thought on that, by the way, one of the things that really interests me, and we've seen some of this at Table Rock, right here locally, some very strange cases. People don't realize 1,000 Americans go missing, some never found, many turning up dead. 1,000 go missing. These aren't the ones we find. You know, alive, but they were just lost. They were hiking. 1,000 a decade in our parks. So that's national parks and state parks, 1,000 of them. And you might think that's high. Well, that's 100 a year. And if you go look at how many national and state parks we have a lot of them. The number's actually kind of lower than what I would think. So there's people out there that are coming to ends that, yeah. And with our drone heat-seeking technology now, if you get lost out there, they're going to find you. If they don't find you, it's because there's no heat signature. You know what that means. It's because you're dead. So I think there are people hunting these parks. I think there's been an increase in it in the last decade. Now let's see if we can get this guy in Arkansas. See how long it takes him. Texter writes, Tara, what happened to that lady from Table Rock that went missing? She's still missing. They kind of gently concluded that it was a suicide. They never found a body, though. Which, to me, I have my doubts about that. I think at some point you just give up when you can't find it. She's still missing. Also, Texter writes, Bald Rock has been closed due to meth heads and paint graffiti, etc. Now, if you park on the wrong side of the road, you get a $500 ticket. They have cameras and drones. We saw it Saturday. Couldn't believe it. They said it was closed about a month ago. Interesting. Texter writes, hey, Tira, my husband and I go hiking with the dogs all the time. Not just the dogs, but both of us carry. Not taking any chances at all. He says the dogs will rip them apart, but just in case. Yeah, we hike armed. But my husband my husband's kind of a gun nut too. And he knows the realities of how fast can you pull the gun out. And if you're in a panic, do you fire five shots hitting nothing? And now all you've got is just a club in your hand because there's no ammo left in it. He worries about us. So Texter writes, Tara, I pray you hike armed. Yeah, we do. We have a plan too. But but still, my husband's uncomfortable. I mean, he could be armed too. So, it's just a theory I have that people will start hunting people in parks increasingly. It's really my husband's theory because of the cameras, because murder has become obsolete. And we're seeing that from a trio of cases, one of which was the Murdaugh trial, where his alibi just fell apart because of the data on his car, and they went and got it. Been one of the first cases where they have done that and used it, and they used it successfully. They just tore it apart. They were able to show that, yes, he was at his mom's, but only for 20 minutes, not 30 or 40, like he claimed. So let's see if they get this guy in Arkansas. This is clearly his strategy. It was a smart strategy. There were no cameras as he exited the parking lot. So now they're asking people along the route to the park, turn in your... go look on your video cam on your door. Let's trace this guy mile by mile, see if we can find him or catch some detail that'll help us find the car.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.